Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Daily Dose Saturday Conversation on May 11th. May 11th is the birth date of my father-in-law, who sadly passed away several years ago. May 11th always was a special day because we got a chance to celebrate his birthday. He would have been 88 years old today. And sometimes it always coincided with Mother's Day, where Mother's Day and Bernie's Day would be on the same Sunday. That's not the case this year, but hopefully all of you will be celebrating Mother's Day with your loved ones and family, because that's a special day as well. And it just reminds me of the fact that we all, at some point of our career and life, are caregivers of having to take care of people, whether they be young or old, to help them and to just give from our heart because we love them, and to do everything we can to help them. So being a caregiver is really not something you sign up for. It's something that's just thrust upon you. It's thrust upon you when you have a baby as a mom, and you need to be the caregiver for that beautiful baby for the rest of his or her life. And then sadly, as elder people, your parents or loved ones get older, you're put into positions where you are asked or not asked. It just is a calling to become a caregiver for them as well. Pharmacists as a profession really align to caregiving more than any other, in my opinion. It's something that we're just born to do. You know, if you chose this career, if you chose to help people and went to school to help people, you are in fact a caregiver. And providing that care is what really is what makes you a provider, even more so than legislative reform, which is important and hopefully will come in short order. But having a culture of care, being a caregiver, is really something that will benefit you both emotionally and spiritually, and just make you feel good, even as hard as it is, to do what you can to make your loved ones have a better quality of life. You're not always able to do everything that's needed. There obviously are things that are out of your control. But what's in your control is your desire to do the best that you can. And just to bring the opportunity to make someone's life a little better than it is for yourself. Bernie used to have a saying every time you would say, well, have a good day. And you'd say to Bernie, have a good day. And he'd say, well, let's try and make it a better day for someone else. And that's a culture of caring. That's a culture of putting other people first. And as pharmacists, we can't always do that. We always have to take care of ourselves so that we're in a position to take care of others. But there are times in life when you just have to do something because it's just the right thing to do. And caring for our patients, even in difficult environments, which we all are subject to as we work in challenging work environments, are things that we signed up to do. So being a caregiver every day, it's kind of like being a mother, being a parent, being someone who's going to take care of the needs of a child. And if that child is nasty or isn't nice to you, you still have to kind of realize that that's your child. So when you deal with customers who aren't exactly, you know, giving you the respect or the comments or they're being nasty, well, they didn't come in to see you because they like you. They came in because they're sick or they're not feeling well or a loved one isn't feeling well. So compassion, empathy are things that are inherent into being a pharmacist. You have to do it no matter what the environment is. You have to come and bring your A game as a caregiver every day. It's hard, I know, but you need to do it. And take a break if you can and find a place to care for people that maybe isn't in that high-pressure, fast-food environment. Care for people in environments where they can really accept that care. Do community outreach. Reach out. Connect with the patient. Connect with the patient. Let your actions do your talking. If you talk the talk about being a provider, if you talk the talk about developing a consultant business, if you talk the talk about doing something outside the box, just do it. Just try it. There's no perfection. Don't wait till it's refined. Don't wait until it, you know, every I is dotted and T is crossed. Because if you wait, it just won't happen. Take the time and make the time to advance your career, because it will advance your life. Your career right now and the time you spend in it, that's part of your family. That's part of your life. You spend as much time in sometimes at retail or at work as you do at home. So if you're treating your home life with care and compassion, then treat your work with care and compassion to the patients who you serve. It's hard. Nobody says it's not. Nobody says that, you know, the business of pharmacy is putting you in a position where all of your great qualities come out easily. They don't. But come off the bench. That's a culture and a conversation that's going to be at the PISNI conference in the end of June. Come off the bench, because the bench is just a place where you're just a number and you're just filling prescriptions. Fill your life with compassion, with the fact that you can help people. Fill your life with being a caregiver. And make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you do things to lighten the burden that you have. Because there will be times, not just in business, not just in retail, not just in every day you go to work, where you're going to be stressed and put into a situation where you're going to have to take care of someone. You're going to have to take care of a problem. You're going to have to do something that's above and beyond. And you'll do it because you're a professional. But just remember that if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to do that as often for the loved ones in your family and the loved ones in your circle of influence. So caregiving every day is something I think about. And giving the opportunity to teach how to be a care provider to our students is something that I love to do every day, because they can do so much if they're just given a little guidance, a little stroking and mentoring and precepting and whatever you want to call it, to let them know that that patient is the most important part of why they went to school, and to make the time and take the time to help that patient. So our goals continue to be to connect the dots between pharmacists and patients, and to get them to the point where they can prove to themselves and to the patients who know it that they are a respected, valued care provider. This is Ken Sternfeld for the Saturday Conversation and the Daily Dose on May 11th. Bernie, I miss you very much, and I will always be in my heart, and you are the inspiration for me for RxVIP.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.